I perceive here in my majesty how that all creatures be to me unkind. Living without dread in worldly prosperity, of ghostly sight the people be so blind. Drowned in sin, they know me not for their God. In worldly riches is all their mind. They fear not my righteousness, the sharp rod. My law that I showed when I for them died, they forget clean, and shedding of my blood red. I hanged between two, it cannot be denied. To get them life, I suffered to be dead. I healed their feet, with thorns hurt was my head. I could do no more than I did, truly. And now I see the people do clean forsake me. They use the seven deadly sins, damnable as pride, covetous wrath, and lechery, now in the world be made commendable. And thus they leave of angels the heavenly company. Every man liveth so after his own pleasure, and yet of their life they be nothing sure. I see the more that I them forbear, the worse they be from year to year. All that liveth appeareth fast, therefore I will in all the haste have a reckoning of every man's person. For, and I leave the people thus alone in their life and wicked tempests, verily they will become much worse than beasts. For now one would by envy another upeat. Charity they do all clean forget. I hoped well that every man in my glory should make his mansion, and thereto I had them all elect. But now I see, like traitors deject, they thank me not for the pleasure that I to them meant, nor yet for their being that I them have lent. I proffered the people great multitude of mercy, and few there be that asketh it heartily. They be so cumbered with worldly riches that needs on them I must do justice on every man living without fear. Where art thou, Death, thou mighty messenger? Go thou to every man, and show him in my name a pilgrimage he must on him take, which he in no wise may escape, and that he bring with him a sure reckoning, without delay, or any tarrying.